All right, so I don't know if you guys remember, but this whole hallway was all concrete. There wasn't carpeting down. There was no carpet. There was nothing on the walls. So I was walking down, and so Alan Wright and I got together. And I told Alan, I said, can we do something to clean this up, to fix it up? So we came up with this idea, went to Clark, talked to Clark.
It's like going down memory lane, my goodness, and reliving so many wonderful things that happened to me and happened to the teams that I was playing on. It's terrific.
Huh? We got that one?
Yeah, made all of them. He didn't miss any in the Super Bowl. I didn't realize.
It is the Super Bowl.
The De Leon put it out.
See the patch.
And the Vikings.
Right. See how nice the turf is at the Super Bowl?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Everywhere you see Bobby, he's smiling. But
he's playing and smiling.
You guys have the patent leather?
Oh, yeah.
We can find pictures for everybody except for Emmett. Yeah. You know how hard it was to find pictures? There was one really good picture of him from the Super Bowl, but he's carrying the ball out like a loaf of bread.
Okay. You don't want to use that one?
You can't use it. I mean, that's because of the players see it. I think that's exciting.
Yeah, the Super Bowl say if you get there, okay, that's what you
carry it anywhere you want.
If you get there, you can do this.
You can carry it anywhere you want if you get there.
Yeah.
I think what Scott has done in terms of being able to recognize the past with all the pictures that we saw this evening is really exciting. I think it gives the young players of the day a recognition that they are very good at what they do. But there were some guys here who could do it at a little bit higher level. If that means anything, what it does is lets others know that the history is important and it gives a rise to what the future could be.
So this is where my locker was.
Is that right?
About here, yeah.
You were right over there.
Bobby Yarbrough got me that rocking chair. 40 years old.
From a selfish standpoint, I think it's terrific. I mean, for my teammates and the people that played before me in my era, I think it's neat that they're doing that. I think it's important for the players to know. I think when you work for an organization, you're supposed to know the history. So you feel more proud, or you feel maybe more responsible, even more accountable, because you're working for a great organization that had a lot of success. So I think it's terrific.
This Alan Wright and I got together and came up with this idea we brought to Clark. And one of the things we wanted to do this alumni weekend was to show some of the guys who have true ownership in this organization. They built this organization. They are the foundation of this organization.
Well, Scott likes tradition, and so do we, obviously. I think it's really neat. I haven't been down here in years, and to see all those pictures on the wall there and all the improvements down here, it is terrific. It's fun to walk through. I'm looking forward to seeing it again and walking through it again and again. I applaud Scott very much for this. I think it's great.
One thing, what we talked about doing is out here putting pictures of all the head coaches that have been here, all the equipment managers and all the trainers on all those people.
That makes sense.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
This was our weight room.
Yeah.
This was?
Yeah. Is this where Hank drove the car all the way in there and parked and put this key over on the tire, remember?
Yes.
And one guy used to find it and throw it down in the...
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, fine.
You know, there's a lot of inside jokes going on, and Willie's always taking little shots at Jan, and it's still, one thing hasn't changed, is always a little shot coming from, you know, a defensive guy is always giving the kicker a little something extra, you know.
The first couple of days in camp, I had a cage because of my nose. I thought I needed a cage for protection. So I caught so much help from Hatch, they went to a single bar after that.
He was going to give you a
thumb. Hatch says, you can't wear a cage, that's for the lineman. And I said, I don't want to get my nose flattened.
So. Someone's put some thought into this.
That's Ernie. And who's that?
That's me.
Lenny and Jan and Willie, I've become close with a number of these guys, and those guys were the superstars in the league when I was growing up watching football. And to be able to spend that time with them and show them and honor them the way that we're doing was pretty cool.